natural blessing of God, the provision right in the midst of a dry and thirsty land. There's food and water, and you'll forget to recognize the hand of God is keeping you alive. And all of a sudden, you're just troubled because it's the same old bread. Think about that. The attitude of heart is incredibly important. The humility. You know, there's two people, they come out of their tent. You got the complainers that fell in the wilderness dead, and you got people that obviously had the right to be thankful. When you loathe the worthless bread, it calls in 1 Corinthians 10, tempting Christ. What you're saying is the gospel you've provided isn't enough. The gospel you've provided, I'm tired of living by faith. I'm just tired of this, God. I'm sick of this Christian life. That's serious. People get that way and they give to those emotions and they... And then they justify and say, everybody has their moments. We all can vent a little now and then. You don't complain or you'll be destroyed by the destroyer like they were, and there was thousands laid dead. It says within 1 Corinthians 10, destroyed by the destroyer. You open the door. What you're saying is this gospel's not good enough. The provision of God isn't acceptable. Can you imagine coming out of your tent and God sustaining you? There's no food, nowhere, no way to live. But yet while they sleep, God rains down bread and they come out and know they're going to live and eat. And then they come out and they're frustrated, tired of this place. Bumpy ground, rocky soil, you know. And they're just complaining. Same old bread. Can you imagine coming out of your tent and just going, God, you're amazing. You did it again. You're so faithful. I never have to fear or worry. Oh yeah, we're in the wilderness, but we're in the wilderness with God. We're in the desert, but we have you, and you love us. You set us free.